Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz is a vision of all that is jazz, both traditional and contemporary, domestic and global. Here's your host, Trish Hennessy.
Oh, I just love that intro so much. God bless him. My good friend Dave Solomon doing that intro so well. And let's just go over this whole hybrid jazz notion, shall we? It's really picking up steam, and here's why. Folks are no longer wanting to be in certain kinds of categories as far as jazz is concerned. So instead of being labeled contemporary or a variation therein, they're thinking, can I do something else? Maybe I'm going to dip back into what the masters did back then. Try something that's more straight ahead or what's considered straight ahead now. And meanwhile, the traditional guys are thinking, you know what? Maybe I've pushed myself into a box a little bit. Maybe I want to expand my horizon. Well, tell you the truth, all of those folks are being included in this show. That's what it's all about, to make sure we focus on jazz. The people who love jazz, doesn't matter how you play it, doesn't matter what your interpretation is, because it's all personal, but it matters that you love jazz. So here we go. We're going to start off the show really, really big. And don't forget, next hour we've got one of my great friends. I kiddingly call her my BFF, Anita King, who is just so well known in the D.C. area and beyond. She's going to be talking about a real special benefit coming up on Sunday. That's going to be a lot of fun to have a good friend on the show. We've had a lot of good friends so far. Looks like we're going to continue with that. One of those songs to start off is special in a way that I can't really describe. It almost makes me cry to talk about it. We will talk about this specific song and what the inspiration was. Maybe you can figure it out. We're starting off with the Dave Brubeck Quartet. The Dave Brubeck Quartet. Talk much, Trish? And a song called Audrey. Thanks so much for joining us on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. We're going to slow down, Saeed down a little bit, let you enjoy the opening theme, and get to business. Thank you.
Thank you.
One of those songs that make you feel warm all over. Benji Parecki on keyboard and vocals there, based in the extended D.C. area but known far and wide. This cat has played with so many folks. Chuck Brown, who he considers a mentor, Chaka Khan, Pieces of a Dream, The Blackbirds. He does funk. He does jazz. He is so soulful. Benji Parecki, the reason he's getting these little accolades right now is because he's going to be part of that Fall Into Jazz show in Dover, Delaware at the Schwartz Center tomorrow night. That's September the 16th. So make sure you go to schwartzcenter.com. I believe that's, yes, schwartzcenter.com. Lori Williams also a part of that show. Now, if you liked Benji when you heard Lovely Love right there, it's from his fourth CD, How does it feel? And if you go to BenjiParecki.com, if you're a member of Facebook, make sure you friend him and he'll fill you in. He's busy every day, but he does get back to you eventually. Chick Corea and John McLaughlin, we heard, five-piece band from a few years back. Mercy sakes alive, Snow White would just love that version of Someday My Prince Will Come. I know our good friend, sister friend from Texas, Griselda, liked that a lot. Chick Corea is so busy these days. Oh, my gosh. Return to Forever 4 in full swing, playing with Zappa, plays Zappa. Of course, he did some earlier work with Gary Burton. He's off and on with Gary all the time doing tours. That particular CD, though, five-piece band, P-E-A-C-E, by the way, is Chick, of course, on piano. Herbie Hancock stops by, too, for a track or so. Also, John McLaughlin on guitar, Kenny Garrett on sax, Christian McBride on bass. And I've heard this name pronounced three ways. Vinnie Colletta on drums. That's the way I'll pronounce it. Really excellent stuff. It just is so cool to hear those live pieces when there's 17 minutes or 20 minutes to a certain song. Very cool. Dave Brubeck Quartet to start things off, featuring Paul Desmond from Brubeck Time. Listen to me, Brubeck. Brubeck Time. There was only two originals on that particular CD back in the mid-50s. That track, Audrey, was recorded on October the 12th, 1954. Audrey Hepburn had won an Oscar for Roman Holiday in 1954. Later that year, they did the recording of that particular track. Now, apparently, this is the shortened version of the story. Paul Desmond had a huge crush on Audrey Hepburn. And it was one of those situations where it was unrequited love. Here's what's heartbreaking. Audrey Hepburn apparently did not know the circumstances of why that song was written. She went to sleep with it every night. Before she went to sleep, she played Audrey. And I thought that was the coolest thing in the world. There's a whole lot more to the story. I wish that Paul Desmond was still around so we could find out, but maybe someday. Bob Bates on double bass there, Joe Dodge on drums, of course, Paul on alto sax, and Dave Brubeck doing it so well on that keyboard. Now, we're going to turn our attention, since I see that T, my son, and his dad have just come in with a whole lot of ice cream. We're going to turn to Tia Fuller. Here's why I tie her in with ice cream. Tia Fuller, just an exquisite saxophonist, of course, one of the best. So good that she was invited by Beyonce to be in Beyonce's all-female band a couple of years ago, 2007. Well, Beyonce is with child these days, taking a little break from what I understand. Beyonce's big craving these days, hot sauce on ice cream. I'm not going to say anything more. I'm just going to play Tia Fuller, Decisive Steps, title track here, on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Anita King joins us at 3. Stick around. Thank you. of jazz from Trish Hennessy.
Oh.
Mercy. Just one of those songs. Actually, there was two songs I intended to play, two songs I did not intend to play. It all worked out just fine. But that's the kind of song that makes that transition from summer into autumn beautifully, doesn't it? Now, I'll tell you the truth. I was going to play Luis Munoz last time around because I played Esperanza Spalding. That particular track that you just heard is called Esperanza from the CD called Invisible. You learn more about Luis Munoz at his site, Luismunoz. He is just amazing. He is a visionary. You know, it is said many times that the great people have multi-dimensions to them, and they focus on them, and the world is richer for it. Well, he studied architecture back in Costa Rica, and he decided that music was his muse, and he went for it. He lives in California now, and his music, I can't even say enough about Luis. I really would like to have him on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy one of these days soon so you can learn more and have your breath taken away by the scope of the work he has done through the years as producer, composer, musician. He's a multi-instrumentalist. You're going to be hearing a lot more from Luis Munoz. We heard Jackie Ryan. Wasn't intending to play Jackie either, the song you heard with the wind and the rain in your hair from Doozy from 2009. Just amazing. Jackie Ryan is one of those vocalists that doesn't tour enough for most people's taste. You can find out a lot by going to JackieRyanMusic.com. Suffice it to say that I need to tell you who is playing with her on that track and most tracks. Cyrus Chestnut on piano, Eric Alexander, Romero Lumbabo, and Jeremy Pelt. A lot more stellar musicians, and hopefully she'll be coming back to the Baltimore, D.C. area soon. We'll keep you posted. As a matter of fact, she has a pretty active calendar if you go to JackieRyanMusic.com, find out more about it. We heard, too, from Joshua Redman, my new crush these days. He has taken Common's place. I'm sorry, Common, I'm throwing you over. Joshua Redman is just fascinating. You might know him because of the fact that he's got, 13 CDs out? First one in 1993, self-titled. When you find out the background of this premier saxophonist, you find out that he was the winner in 1991 of the Thelonious Monk Institute International Jazz Sax Competition. Well, later that year, he graduated from Harvard with a social studies degree, and he was already accepted at Yale University for their law school. And he thought, well, you know what? I want to do that too. I'm just going to hold off a year. So what he decided to do was a group of his buddies from Berkeley, where he had gone to school, had moved to New York, and they said, look, we need a roommate. He said, okay, I'll join you. Within a very short time, he was playing the club scene, and there was no way he was going back to school. He became immersed in the club scene. And then a career was born. What a career. Now, this is where those roots are for Joshua Redman. Mom was an interesting gal, of Jewish descent, but studying Indian dance, okay? So this is back in Berkeley in California, not Berkeley on the East Coast in Boston. So Dad was Dewey Redman, who was prominent in sax back in the day. And actually, Joshua has done some stints on his dad's CDs in the past few years. So you've got an interesting mix now. You've got these strong African-American roots, Jewish-American roots, multicultural inspirations, and multicultural mix of music growing up, influenced by everything. So what does it turn out? This premier sax guy who is just so revered in every corner of the world. You should know that Joshua has been spending time with a group called James Farm, formed back in 2009, and that is comprised of Aaron Parks, Matt Penman, and Eric Harlan. They're playing Monterey Jazz Festival next couple of days, as is Tia Fuller, who started off this set. She is going to be there, and she is also going to be on the 20th as part of Terry Lynn Carrington's Mosaic piece at Berkeley. It all comes full circle, doesn't it? Terry Lynn Carrington is going to be with Joy Hull and myself on Cool Jazz Conversations on Monday. So there you go. We covered a lot of territory there. We've got Anita King standing by. She's going to be here at 3 o'clock. Actually, she's part of the chat room now, which is pretty doggone cool. And we have one of our friends based in the Baltimore area, but now, again, known internationally, Drew Davidson. Spin Cycle has done very well, his latest, actually his third CD. And I took into consideration all of the tracks that I have heard from Drew on Spin Cycle, but this intrigued me so much. When Drew was little, he and his dad used to spend time on the couch playing music. His dad was part of the nuclear program at Johns Hopkins University. So we're not talking about a guy who maybe had a brick removed from his brain earlier in the day. You know what I mean? Very, very smart and very, very musical. So you have that combination in Drew as well. This is from Spin Cycle, guitarist that we love to call our own in Baltimore, Drew Davidson. My Father's World on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Check it out.
Thank you. turn the tables on me. And now I'm falling for you. You turn the tables on me. I can't believe that it's true. I always thought when you brought the lovely presents you brought, why hadn't you brought me more? But now if you'd come, I'd welcome anything from the 5 and 10 cent dog. You used to call me the top. You put me up on a throne. You let me fall with a drop. Now I'm out on my own. But I'm thinking it over and over. I got what was coming to me. Just like the sting of a bee, you turn the tables on me. You turn the tables on me. And now I'm falling for you. You turn the tables on me. I can't believe that it's true. I always thought when you brought the presents you brought, why hadn't you brought me more? But now if you'd come, I'd welcome anything from the 5 and 10 cent store. You used to call me the top. You put me up on a throne. You let me fall with a drop. And now I'm out on my own. But after thinking it over and over, I got what was coming to me. Just like the sting of a bee, you turn the tables on me.
Tennessee. Oh, I live for these moments. Let me tell you what. Let's put a bookmark in that thought, shall we? We started off the set with Drew Davidson from his Spin Cycle CD, and we heard something that was just so heartfelt about his dad. I want to pass this along to you. Drew is going to be with a group that I love based in the D.C. area, Groove School. They're going to be at K2 in Woodbridge, Virginia, on Friday night. So we're doing this live right now, but it's tomorrow night. Of course, the show will be archived. It will make no sense. But for right now, on the 16th of September, Drew and Groove School will be there in Woodbridge, Virginia. Nick Colleone's going to be in the region. He is going to be part of the Fall Into Jazz series at the Schwartz Center in Dover. And that's going to be also tomorrow night. Hate to pick and choose these events. You should know that Benji Parecki will be there. Lori Williams will be there. It's all going to be happening on September 16th. Keep that date in mind, okay? Now, we wound up the set with Anita O'Day. Have mercy, child. I could just talk for days about Anita O'Day. One of those female singers from back in the day. She was born on the 18th of October, 1919. Passed away on November 11th. actually November 23rd, 2006. Just amazing talent, considered herself a hip jazz musician. Didn't want to be considered a girl singer. She was very different from what had been. There was a different kind of phrasing involved in what Anita O'Day did. She worked for Woody Herman, Gene Krupa, Stan Kenton. She was not originally named O'Day. She was a Colton. But she decided to change it to Pig Latin and call herself O'Day, because in Pig Latin, it means dough, as in money. She was a wild child, one of the pioneers of bebop. And why am I playing Anita O'Day at this particular moment when I'm about to introduce Anita King, my friend in D.C., in the greater D.C. area? I shouldn't say she's just D.C. She is belonging to the world, and she will be more and more as we hear from her. Because Anita O'Day, from that day and time, being a pretty much straight-ahead jazz singer, she just brought new respect to the genre of jazz. And now we have Anita King, ladies and gentlemen, who is doing her level best to bring a certain amount of respectability back to what is straight-ahead jazz. She is doing so much to not only get ahead as far as her vocal abilities and what she's bringing to the table in the way of her talent, but she's given back to the community in a big way. And, of course, that's one of the reasons we're having her here. The other reason is it's her birthday tomorrow, and she's my friend. Anita King, are you there?
Hello?
Hello?
Well, hello, everybody.
Listen, you brought in a full house to the chat room today. I've never seen this kind of activity. Girl.
Yes, those are my friends.
They sure are. You've got Corenza Gray. You've got Micah Chevalier here. You've got sister friend Griselda from Texas. You've got guests who are anonymous. You've got Jeffrey here. Jeffrey in the midst of all these ladies. This is pretty cool. How are you?
I'm great. I'm fantastic. I'm getting ready to age, but I'm doing pretty good.
You're what?
I'm getting ready to age yet again. And I'm grateful.
No, honey. You are ageless, okay? Just look at you. Look at yourself in the mirror. You are. You may feel a little bit you may be feeling your age a little bit, because didn't you get up at the crack of dawn today? You want to explain why, Lucy?
Oh, man. I've been running like mad. I got up at the crack of dawn today. Today was my first photo shoot for my new CD. So I am ecstatic about that. I'm starting my first CD, everybody.
That is awesome. So. And do you have any idea what's going to be on the CD? Because, I mean, I've got one track. The other track didn't quite take, but I have one track that we're going to certainly play this hour. Are you going to have stuff that I'm familiar that you're doing? Tell us.
Oh, yes. I'm going to have some straight-ahead jazz stuff. And I'm just really excited about it. I'm kind of unfolding the vision as it's given to me, but I'm really excited about putting something down on wax.
Yeah,
and I'm really excited about it being another jazz pioneer added to the book of such greats.
Well, you know what? I wanted to play a couple of Anitas back to back, so.
I love Anita.
I figured you did. You know what? There's something about her that reminds me of you. There is a certain kind of, you know, I've seen you in person enough to know that when you're on that stage, you are fearless. I didn't know, except in the past 24 hours, this is so funny, I shouldn't even bring this up, but Anita O'Day was called the Jezebel of jazz. Because of... And this is why.
Well, I was going to say the dough part meant me too. I guess I could change my last.
No. Well, she had.
What are you trying to say,
Hennessy? She had unpredictable behavior, Anita.
Is that right?
Yes, and sadly, you know, I really didn't know until I delved into it. Her life has been so fascinating, but she lived for quite a while. I didn't know that drugs had consumed her to a large degree, too. But she's, you know, all of those ladies. I mean, the guys were one thing, but the ladies in jazz, can you imagine what it must have been like back then? Would you want to go back in time and be a jazz singer then?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know how they did it. And they were so perfect. They were so perfect at doing it. I don't know how they did it.
Yeah, and it didn't come without a lot of pain because, you know, certainly the African-American jazz singers, Anita Day was white, but she had her struggles being female. But the African-American singers and the players, you know, for as much as they sold out hotels or venues, not allowed to stay at hotels, not allowed to drink from the same water fountain, that had to take a toll. So Anita O'Day, being sensitive to all that, it took a toll on her because she saw it and experienced it through her friends and her lover's eyes.
Mm-hmm. That's very true.
Wow, wow. Well, what brought you to the table? I mean, tell us your background. We've never talked about this. This is more than a girl-girl friendship conversation now. What got you inspired to do jazz?
Hi.
You there? Okay.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me? Testing.
Yeah.
Over.
Over.
Oh, great. Great. I know. I was inspired to do jazz late in what I consider my life. I don't know. I came across a tape of Ella Fitzgerald, and I popped it in, and I watched it, and I was blown away. But what really made me sad about watching it was that she was already gone when I discovered her, and I would never see her, you know, in a live performance. And that's what really got me interested in singing jazz. But I also believe that jazz was the type of music that chose me because I've always, well, not always, but I was singing for a while, R&B, gospel, inspiration, and I love jazz music, always have, but I never considered myself a jazz singer until I listened to some of the other singers and I say, oh my gosh, that's my voice. You know, it's a very mature sound. And I feel like jazz found me. So I love the music and I love being a part of it.
And you have, through the years, worked with some really cool folks, or at least you got to meet a lot of folks who have encouraged you. I mean, I can pretty much say that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have. I've been really fortunate. I've worked with the best musicians, the greatest singers, and I've met a lot of stars. I've had opportunities to share stages with you know, different artists and marvelous talent. So I just can't even complain.
Well, you know what? You don't have to be shy about dropping names here, honey, because this is what this show is all about.
Oh, wow. Well, I hugged Joe Sample with Trish Hennessy once.
Joe Sample. Boy, I'll tell you what, that was some
that
kind
was
of
a highlight.
Woo! That is
that
a picture to treasure, is it not?
Yes, I love Joe Sample. That was an awesome moment. Awesome.
Phew. And honestly, I'm just going to put it out there. I felt really good that night because he looked at us like somebody had just put vanilla and chocolate ice cream in front of him, and he could not decide what flavor. Oh, my God.
I have to admit, I learned how to twirl my hair that night.
Oh, stop it. Anita always kids me about twirling my hair because, you know what, it's a dead giveaway for some of us. We all have our different kinds of girl behaviors in front of people that we admire or have a crush on. I happen to twirl my hair. What do you do, Anita?
I think I just stare. What I did is an example. I just think he's a beautiful man.
Oh, he's gorgeous.
He is so talented. I was so blown away by that night. He was awesome.
Well,
and just that he stopped and talked to us and gave us a hug, and it was just such a highlight.
Oh yeah, and what is the story? I mean, you've come into, there's a picture that you've had on your Facebook page a time or two with James Ingram. What is that story all about?
Well, I've had the opportunity to work with James. I've done background singing for him several times, actually. Radio One show.
Really?
The PBS special with Quincy Jones. I was on that. And I also did Blues Alley, I believe. And, he is great. He is a great, 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 great talent.
Oh, my gosh. And from the past several years.
I did a lot of background, for those who don't know me, I did a lot of background singing for different artists. And sometimes it was an ensemble. Sometimes it was two or three people. A lot of fun times.
Well, James has really come away. It's been so impressive to see him because his latest efforts have been gospel records. And he is in such strong voice. I was a little bit worried a few years ago because when I was working at WSMJ still, when the station was still, there was a Christmas show, and it was Peebo Bryson. It was, Denise Williams, and it was James Ingram. And at that particular juncture, he had come to a crossroads in his life. And after that, he really embraced God wholeheartedly and devoted himself to gospel music. I think he's still doing the other stuff, but he is a good person to know, Anita. I could see you and he getting along really well.
Oh, we got along fabulously.
Did you?
He's an easygoing person, and he challenged me to a duel of who could hold the note the longest, and I lost. And I thought I was pretty good. I lost, but he got another chance, and I lost twice. So he remains. But I should have known any man that drops down and does push-ups and can still hit, you know, high notes well. Hey.
And that's what he was doing.
I might not
have
had
a
chance.
That's his thing. He was doing that on stage, and we were, this is a few years ago now, and people are looking at one another in the audience like, what is he doing? He is a trip, isn't he?
He is. He really is. But his voice is fabulous. He still remains to be the best. He's one of the best male vocalists. And he's a great kind man, and I was fortunate to work with him.
Did you say he's a great con man?
Huh?
Did you say he's a great con man? Is that what you just said?
Absolutely not.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
You just crossed over to some of the people, other people you know.
I wasn't sure what you said. He's a great.
I was on the line when you kicked Karma to the curb. Now that wasn't nice.
When I kicked Karma to the curb. What do you mean,
Carmen?
Oh,
earlier,
Carmen.
Meant-
well, actually, I've got Carmen McRae coming up this hour because I wanted to sandwich you in between Anita O'Day and Carmen McRae because you, by the way, Missy, are my first female guest on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
Wow. I'm
you,
honored.
You are.
You're doing your thing, man. This is a great, great show.
Oh,
you're doing your
thanks.
Thing. Really proud
Thank
of you.
You. Well, mm-hmm. you know, Anita, we've talked about this. This is a needed kind of show. It's about time that Straight Ahead and Contemporary got played in the same show. People are freaking out because they want to be creative and feel that they can't be creative in the genre that they love because their labels or consultants or other people are telling them to keep doing what they're doing. That's ridiculous.
It is.
Shoot. So, you know, this it lends itself. Why can't we play Nico Leone? Why can't we play Drew Davidson, Chick Corea, Joshua Redman, and Anita King in the same show?
I see no reason why not to.
That's right.
You have my vote.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, we're going to talk about this a couple of times. Beside it being your birthday tomorrow, by the way, and I never thought about this, but your birthday is September 16th. Mine is exactly a month later, October 16th. That's some weird stuff. Tell us what you are doing. You are doing something extraordinary on Sunday. Please tell us, Soup to Nuts, what it's all about.
Soup to Nuts. Oh,
yes.
My goodness. You know, I'm excited. I would be honored to tell you about this concert I have coming up. It is called the Anita King Jazz Benefit Concert, and it's dedicated to helping children succeed through music.
Yay.
And the soup part of it is last year, of course, same time, my birthday. When you're surrounded by your friends and everybody's asking, what do you want? What can I give you? What is it that you need? I thought about it, and it was very simple. I had a need at that time to give back. And I felt, you know, I spoke earlier about my experiences, and I felt it was time to start giving back some of the great benefit of music that I've received. I really believe that music saved me in some of the darkest points of my life.
Mm.
And I thought, well, okay, I'm going to give back to the community. What could I give? Who could I give? How could I give? And it was a very easy decision. I had already been a volunteer in two areas that, you know, I felt were very important. One was thinking about Jazz. It's an organization that was formed by Reverend Brian Hamilton and Dick Smith. They're founders of this organization. And they have this program where each and every month they put together information on an extraordinary jazz artist, and they educate the public.
Love it.
And I am an advocate of preserving jazz, so that was one of the things that I decided to join, one of the programs I decided to join. So it's out at in Southwest Washington, D.C. So
that's fabulous.
Anyway,
I love to hear that.
I was already doing that, so, hey, I'd like to give to that. And then I was working with the musicianship as well. I came across the musicianship last year and heard about how they were working very diligently. They were a very new organization, and they were working very diligently in helping to raise funding for kids in school that wanted to pursue music. And I was thinking the same thing when I had the conversation with Eric Jacob, who's a member of that organization. And we just started chatting about it, and I said, you know, it's music is so important. You know, how can we keep it, you know, in our children's lives, you know? And he told me about the organization, and I read about it, and we also have a special guest online, but I'll let you introduce him. But he'll tell you more about the musicianship organization. But through that, that's how the concert was born. It was decided that I wanted to give in those two areas. I wanted to preserve jazz, and I wanted to help our children pursue music if that's what they so desired. So that's how that concept happened. And then I said, what would I give? Well, the only thing that I felt I had to give was music, the gift of music. So I wanted to give that back. So it started with a little plan, a little idea. And it just, you know, we had the concert last year, and it was just really a great event.
Yeah.
We really,
he just reminded
really,
me of the,
really
the little
great job.
I just thought, because of the way you just phrased that, I thought of the little drummer boy. What can I give him? You are so cute.
Boy, boy, too.
Yes. God bless you.
What could I give him? And yeah, that's the story behind it. And fortunately
beautiful.
For me, my dearest friends that I adore, Vince Evans, Michael Bowie, and Mark Prince, all from the area, fabulous musicians.
Oh, indeed.
Known all over the world.
Yes.
Wanted to help me. So
wow.
They came aboard as my band last year, and a few of them are back again this year with some additions, so we'll talk about that. But, it was really a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful concert. I was very proud of the outcome of it and how we were able to give back.
Well, it's creating some really strong buzz, and that's significant. Who is the guest that we have? I don't want to keep him or her waiting any longer.
Well, I have Mr. Jeffrey Tribble online, who is the founder, I believe, of the musicianship.
Okay, well, let's see if this is indeed Jeffrey. Jeffrey, how are you, sir?
I'm well, Trish. How are you?
I'm great. Oh, this is the Jeffrey that has been in the chat room for this much time. God bless you for being in the chat room.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm extraordinarily excited to be here talking to you and obviously with Anita as well. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my gosh. What a pleasure. Tell us what you need to tell us about your work.
Okay. So the Musicianship is a nonprofit organization, and we facilitate music lessons, experiences, and opportunities for at-risk youth. The organization was founded with myself alongside two other people, one of which is Diane Granger, and she passed tragically August of 2009. But part of what we're doing is working to bring her dream to fruition. Myself and her father, Gregory Granger, and three other really talented board members. And the vision is coming along swiftly. We've been vetted and approved by DC Public Schools to be an official after-school service provider, and that allows us to stay in and provide free music instruction to students. So we're really excited about the organization, and we love Anita so much for having continued this relationship with us, and we look forward to having an excellent event on Sunday.
Oh, Jeffrey, that is so satisfying to hear that you've been approved. Do you know how necessary this is? And I couldn't think of a better city than Washington, D.C., to have these kids be afforded the opportunity to learn instrumental music, to learn jazz. And what else did you say was part of this? I'm just so excited.
Yes, so... in addition to us being able to provide music instruction in the schools, we also provide opportunities for them. So I talked to Anita earlier today, and we actually raised about $1,000 online in 2 days, and were able to send 30 students from Suitland High School to Pennsylvania for a Drum Corps International competition because a lot of the students couldn't afford to go. So I myself am a product of the Chicago Public Schools. I grew up on the south side of Chicago, and it was programs like this that really helped me to be able to do what I'm doing now. It's interesting that you referred to the Little Drummer Boy earlier, and some people called me that a while ago, so everything's kind of come full circle.
Well, you know what? Now that you've mentioned Chicago, just a little while ago I played Nicole Leone, who is based in Chicago still. And Nick, one of the reasons why this superstar in contemporary jazz is coming to the region over the next few days, he is working very specifically with Delaware Charitable Music. He's doing workshops for kids of different kinds of ages. He's going to be doing the show Fall Into Jazz tomorrow night and then doing this workshop on Saturday. Jeffrey, I'll tell you what, I don't know if you're on Facebook or not, but you and Nick need to partner because he'd be thrilled that you've got Chicago roots. Let him see if he can help you with this cause in D.C.
Absolutely.
Wow.
I'm on Facebook. Yeah.
Always networking. That's
great. You have to because Nick is one of those guys, oh, my gosh, whatever he can do for education for kids as far as music is concerned, it doesn't matter where he is, he'll be there for you. So it seems like a natural connection for you and he to work together. I think he just likes the idea of coming around this region, tell you the truth.
Well, we'll take it any way we can get it. I appreciate you facilitating that relationship. Hopefully things go well.
Yeah. Oh, that is so cool. So what time is the show on Sunday now?
The show is, it begins at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. It's 6 through 8 o'clock. It's September 18th.
Right.
And it is at the Carlisle Club in Alexandria, Virginia.
Oh, excuse me. Excuse me. That's pretty top drawer. That's wonderful because that it's a beautiful venue.
It is a wonderful venue. It's got wonderful decor. It's a warm, inviting space. The food is awesome. I partnered with Brincore Entertainment as well. He was Robert Smoot was the one that got us in and listened to the cause and wanted to be a part of the vision as well. So he got us into the Carlisle, and we have this function this year. And in my eyes, I'm already working on the Women of Jazz Music for 2012.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So will be the same bat time, same bat channel. So I'm telling people that always say, well, I can't make it this year. Great. Mark your calendar to 2012.
That's right.
I'll see you in the house.
And there's really no excuse for it for folks because the Carlisle Club is in Alexandria, Virginia. So that's pretty accessible to D.C. Folks, even from New York who wanted to make like a weekend of it, it would be a great day trip scenario. We're not expecting any significant storms of any kind. So if folks wanted to come in and maybe spend the weekend at a nearby hotel, Alexandria is lovely. Go support the show. How much are tickets, Anita?
The tickets are $20 in advance, and you can go to my website. It's www.anitakingsings.com.
Okay.
Or you can purchase them at the door. They're $25 at the door.
Okay, and that's even a steal. That's a steal.
Oh, yes. We have, my goodness, top talented musicians there.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Vince Evans on piano. This year we have Michael Bowie on bass, J.C. Jefferson Jr. on drums, and my special guest, Mr. Thad Wilson, will be on trumpet.
Oh, wow.
And I have a young, can I tell you about this? I have a young special guest this year. His name is Daniel Neiman. He's about, and I'm probably going to get it wrong, and he'll probably correct me when he sees me. He's about 9 years old.
Oh!
He is adorable. He's a saxophone player. And I just happened to be out at a jazz night one night, and he was up there blowing that horn like nobody's business. And he and that horn was shiny. And he was talking. they told a story about how the first time they asked him to come up, he played his horn, and the crowd went crazy, loved him. And the horn that he had was a rental, and he was talking about the problems that he had with the horn, and that's all that they could afford at the time. And and it was his horn, and he played it, honey. He played it. And so that night, that particular night, someone in the audience just started passing a hat, and before you know it, they bought him. They had enough money to buy him a brand new saxophone.
Oh, so, my gosh.
That was the show that I saw when he was playing his brand new saxophone.
Wow.
So oh my gosh. Even though that is not directly a benefit from what we have been doing in this benefit concert, but it is definitely what we're trying to do overall. And it was just a beautiful thing to see, and it let me know that, hey, we are on the right path, because he is just a beautiful child, and he was really just playing that horn. So I really am excited about being able to do that for other children.
Well, Jeffrey, I need to ask you, we got to get real here. What can people do before the concert? What can they do after, ongoing, for the musicianship? How do they stay active? Is there a way to join the cause so that people become members. We want to do as much as we can to get the consciousness raised about what this organization does.
Yeah, well, I think the first thing that people can do, obviously, is to spread the word about the Anita King Benefit Concert on Sunday.
Yep.
I think that, you know, having done one already, I just know that she's an extraordinary vocalist, and we are all looking forward to hearing what she has in store for us on Sunday. And then afterwards, you can visit themusicianship.org, and there's a boatload of information about our organization and what we'll be doing in the future. And you can either, you know, lend your support in the form of donations or spreading the word about our cause or signing up for our volunteer list. We have a lot of volunteer opportunities for musicians specifically, but also for those that are just interested in helping out at our events. One of our most recent events was at the Kennedy Center. We were actually fortunate enough to sell that out. And
wow.
It's all for a very good cause. And the more the merrier.
Well, honestly, anything to keep Diane Granger's dream thriving is something that I want to do, because I did not know her personally, but my son and I, it was important to take my son to her service when she passed away suddenly. I know that she lingered for a couple of days, and at the age of 26, here is this beautiful, active, talented, passionately committed to humankind girl who was engaged, looking forward to a life with her fiance, and I wanted my son to see the people that came to her service to honor her. Jeffrey, I don't have to tell you that that woman lived three lives.
Yeah, here.
And when she passed away at 26, I learned something significant, because wise people have told me this. She, heaven wanted her so much, and what she has done in the meantime, because she has passed from this earth, all these angels have come forth because of her efforts.
Yeah, and she's still very much so active and involved in our organization, as many people wouldn't even be involved with the musicianship if it weren't for the seeds that she planted while she was here for her short time here on earth. And we're kind of on the heels of her trailblazing ways. She actually was an innovator in starting a similar organization in Baltimore. And, you know, we got involved with the musicianship and started this. But it was really an idea that she had long before we had even begun rolling out this program as it exists now. So, yeah, we all love Diane, and we're all working in her memory.
She was truly a selfless human being, and a lot of kids are turned around because of Diane Granger, and the work just continues. So it'll be top priority for me to make sure that whatever the musicianship does, this show will make sure people know about it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And I think, Anita, I think it's time for people to hear you. Don't you?
Well, okay. I'm all for it.
So modest.
Listen, I know. Isn't she a trip? She's a trip. Oh, my gosh. Girl, this is, and it's so funny because, you know, Anita had these different musical clips that she was passing around to a few friends. You can always tell what you want to call it, the rudimentary talent, the raw involved in somebody's voice when there's not a lot of production involved. You want to set up Skylark for us?
Oh, okay. Well, Skylark is a demo CD that I recorded with Benji Parecki in the Washington, D.C. area, another talented musician in the area, known worldwide.
Oh, yeah.
And a very dear friend. It was very difficult to get into venues to sing jazz. Everybody wanted to hear you, of course. And I decided to lay a couple of tracks down. And so we went in with very simplistic, you know, means. It was just Benji and I, and there you have it. Skylark was born. Skylark is one of my favorite tunes.
I was going to ask you about that. Why did you want to record that?
It's not a tune that you hear a lot, and it just really it's just a tune that speaks to me. It's almost haunting the way it speaks to me, and I thought that I felt that Benji played it wonderfully. And it was a joy working with him, and I'm looking forward to working with him on some other things.
Well, we just played him a little while ago. He's going to be part of that Nick Corleone show, actually at the Schwartz Center in Dover tomorrow night with our friend Lori Williams. So
all right.
We are dropping names all over the place.
Right. That's my girl.
This is so cool, though, because we all know one another, and it just becomes a love fest, because between Baltimore and D.C. and Virginia, then up the road there's Philly, up the road even more there's New York. Everybody knows everybody else.
That's exactly right. And that's why everybody says, oh, she's so modest, but, I have all my friends. They always speak up for me.
And they should.
Sing. Oh, my goodness.
Well, Anita, and we often kid because there's Anita King and there's Trish Hennessy, so there's some royalty involved, all right?
Absolutely right.
You know, I can't think of better names for jazz than our names. And you are such a throwback to what was great. When I hear this song, I can't get it out of my head. I have to tell you the truth. So I'm going to let people know. We're going to do it right now. This is Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy with our special guest, Jeffrey Tribble, and also Anita King. And this is Anita. She's doing Skylark. Check it out. Yeah.
Have you anything to say?
doggies.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, the chat room is alive and well after hearing that. This is Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy, and you just heard Anita King with her very spare and very, as Micah Chevalier says, angelic take of Skylark. That was lovely, Anita.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Really, really sweet. And you know what? Jeffrey is here. Maybe he'll want to know because of Sunday and the benefit show. Tell us, maybe give us a little sneak peek of some tunes that you're going to do.
Okay. I
put you on the spot.
Some tunes are a surprise.
That's okay. And if you want to keep it a surprise, you certainly can feel free to do that.
Well, let's see. I will be doing...
She's thinking. Wait, it's a good thing this is not Jeopardy right now, because Alex would take you to test.
Well, yeah.
Beep.
Right, exactly. Now, you all have to come out to the show. I want you guys to come out and support us and hear the tunes. Come on out and hear for yourself.
Yeah, well, you're definitely going to get
things
them.
Some things are going to be some nice surprises. So.
Oh, I imagine they're all going to be nice
friends
surprises.
Friends are always willing to just jump in and help. So I'm looking forward to just having fun, you know.
Yeah.
And raising as money as we can.
Maybe it's going to be something that you can say. I'm sure that Jeffrey can fill in the blanks here. But is it going to be a situation where if we come to the Carlisle Club on Sunday from 6 to 8, is there going to be information about the musicianship at the Carlisle Club? Well, we can pick up stuff that we can take home, possibly?
We will definitely have brochures on hand. Last year, Anita was gracious enough to allow us to sell T-shirts, which she regularly sports. So we'll have some T-shirts on hand as well. And, yeah, we'll also have people available for you to sign up for our mailing list, which is one thing that I mentioned earlier that would really help us along. So, yes,
okay.
Thank you for asking.
And you know what? I just had an idea. It would be so cool. Because what do the T-shirts look like, by the way?
Anita?
They are black.
Okay.
And they have the musicianship logo across the front.
Well, you know what would be really cool? I just happened to hear Jeffrey about the T-shirts. And I flashed back many years ago to when Lyle Lovett first came on the music scene. And he had a song out called If I Had a Boat. So there was a picture of Lyle on top of the boat on the back of the T-shirt. And I'm thinking, how cool would it be for somebody to design, you know, like for a special event or maybe ongoing, a picture of a ship, a big ship, but you can clearly see these little characters like Sesame Street kind of characters with the sunglasses and playing a saxophone or somebody playing a guitar, upright bass. That would be so cool, and it would be a money-making endeavor.
The only question
I really thought she was going to say a crown, Jeffrey. She was scaring me a little bit.
and I was going to say the only question
now becomes...
my picture
on the back of that T-shirt. That's not going to happen.
No.
Do we have to pay you for that idea, Trish? That's the only question now.
Oh, no, look, you know what? I've given away so many freebies through the years as far as the music industry is concerned. No, I just want to see I want to see the musicianship thrive. And people love the idea of these cute ideas that they can talk about. And certainly if you wore a shirt like that, people would go, oh, my God, where did you get that? I have to have it.
Okay. Very cute. Very cute. Okay. Very cute.
but first, get permission from Sesame Street in case you want to copy those characters.
Right.
But you know, it's a way to make things palatable for people who are not familiar with jazz as well. Because if you have these cute characters playing these instruments that people are not familiar with, they look cute. And then their kids gravitate to the shirts first because, you know, mom and dads are always suckers for what their kids want.
Mm-hmm.
So you have an idea that here's a seven-year-old who goes, oh, Mom, look at that shirt. That's so cool. That looks just like Mr. Ludwig on Sesame Street or whatever. So the mom then feels obliged to buy the shirt. And by the time all is said and done, you got a gazillion dollars for the musicianship.
Well, I'm literally writing this down right now, and don't be surprised if we solicit your assistance in the future.
Okay, then I'm going to charge you, all right?
Now there's a
fair
fee.
Fair enough.
Now there's a fee.
Now there's
oh,
a
yeah.
Fee.
Yeah.
And that's when we call in. And that's when we call in Anita King to do a benefit concert so that we can pay you.
Well, and then Anita for these special functions, she can have like a full length dress. She'll be special. She'll have like
dress. You're gonna let me do that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, with sparkles and sequins and feathers. Wouldn't that be awesome?
That's so awesome. That's so awesome. But you know, I just wanted to also say, Trish, that was the idea of it being a jazz concert. A lot of my family wasn't really exposed to jazz. It was mostly R&B and gospel. So it was a great way. This concert for me is a great way to introduce back into our lives, because it's always been there. It's never gone anywhere. Jazz music, the beautiful, beautiful, lovely jazz music. So, you know, this concert means so much to me in so many different ways. So, and you had mentioned earlier when you were speaking about the women in jazz and Anita O'Day and individuals like Ella Fitzgerald, these people, you know, sacrifice in a time where they, you know, didn't really have the opportunities that we have today. And we have to cherish that. We have to respect their memory. They weren't honored the way they should have been honored back then. I mean, of course, they were honored, but maybe not during some of them, not even during their life. So this is our way of, by keeping that music fresh and keeping it in front of wide audiences, that we can keep jazz, we can preserve the life of jazz.
Oh,
jazz
absolutely. It can't get said enough that, you know, especially the women in jazz, and I told you earlier that Micah Chevalier and Carenza Gray are with us in the chat room, and, you know, we are talking around.
I love you guys.
And they love you. That's why they're there. They are, you know, that's right. formidable talents in this region and beyond. And they have done, as you know, they have done their series, the Estrogen Sessions, which is so fabulous because what we all talked about this a couple of years ago, and they were together on another radio endeavor, and they've actually done it. What they're doing is to enhance the image of what women have done in jazz. They sometimes play at private home parties, or they do venues, and they do the music of those that have inspired them. They give a little background information of the artist whose music you're about to hear, and then they do their original material. So, yes, and I told you, Anita, I had a dream. You and Micah and Carenza all having a club together. Okay, a jazz club?
Weren't you in the mix?
Well, okay, fine. But it's all about the talent who sing. And you and Carenza and Micah would be able to do so good because there is strength in numbers, just like you're doing with this benefit show for the musicianship on Sunday. You know, you've got these great guys behind you, and people, the more that they know about the cause, the more that they're going to support. So it's all about jazz. It's all about empowering kids to know more about jazz, and more we can get in people's faces about what.
Absolutely right.
You know, it's a numbers game. It always has been. So
absolutely
God,
right.
My God, are you kidding me? We've got 6 minutes left. This is crazy. Jeffrey, let me ask you, what would you like to say to make sure that folks know how passionate you are about this cause?
Well, one thing I'd like to say, or reiterate rather, because I've already said it, is that I myself am a product of programs like the musicianship. You know, many students, young students, grow up in impoverished areas, you know, that are pervaded with drugs and violence and a lot of negative things that could really hold them back. And
right.
in order to surface or emerge from those environments, they need to be exposed to programs. And so I just really wanted to help students that were similarly situated, and one way in which we could do that was to have a program like the musicianship. We want to continue doing a lot of great things within the community. You know, many talented people, just like Anita King, have agreed to be ambassadors and supporters of our organization and our cause generally. And I just have to thank you personally for taking interest in the organization and in the Anita King Benefit Concert. And if I don't know what I can do for you, but if there's anything that we can do to spread word about your show, certainly we'd be willing to do that as well. Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, Jeffrey, it's my pleasure. Listen, you're already doing it. If you got this some semblance of this program in D.C. schools, how that was done, I don't know. But thank God. I give credit to him. That's going to change lives. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Anita, I know you got something to add to that.
I'm just so grateful that we are friends, first and foremost. You are a beautiful, beautiful woman inside and out, and you have this whole show is just such a wonderful beginning, and I'm so proud of you.
God bless you.
I am honored to be with the musicianship. I'm honored that they have come back and joined me this year. And I thought about it, I was thinking about it today. I love it when people come out and support live music. I know everybody has, you know, busy lives and people are, you know, going here and there. But it's so important that we support one another and that we encourage one another. It's very, very important. And when I thought about this show, I think about some of the other things that I've had over the summer, and I truly was appreciative of people coming out and supporting me. But now that it's really just not about me, it's about giving back and planting a seed into children so that music can survive, so they can survive. I'm very, very passionate about seeing this and seeing organizations like what the musicianship are doing in the community be prosperous, you know. So I thank you for your time. I thank everybody out there for listening to us. Even if you can't come out this Sunday coming, mark your calendar for 2012. We're going to have a great time.
Well, you know what? As you were talking, Anita, and when Jeffrey was speaking, and Micah had put something here, because folks are talking back and forth in the chat room. We have never had this many people in the chat room.
Well, first of all, I like to say happy birthday, Micah. Virgos rock.
Exactly. Micah's birthday is Monday. Yours is tomorrow. So look,
right.
let's take a page. We need to get serious about what our president has said for the past couple of years, trying so hard to make things work when cards are stacked against him deliberately. One of the things that I have taken very seriously that he has said is to change our priorities. My son and I talked a little bit about this earlier. Teen knows Anita and loves Anita like his sister or an aunt, and when we were talking a little bit about this coming up on Sunday for the musicianship, and we also talked about in lieu of regular birthday gifts for people or Christmas gifts, holiday gifts, whatever kinds of gifts, why don't we refocus and give to an organization that really needs us. So,
exactly.
You know, anybody who wants to give a gift to you, Anita, or to Micah on Monday, because she's thinking about coming out on Sunday, do a gift in their name, in Anita or Micah's name, to the musicianship, and empower kids.
I love it. That's a great idea.
Never have a chance in HELL. Never have a chance to gain footing in society. Now they'll have a chance because they've got an instrument, because they've got some hope to get out of their circumstances. Oh, my God. What better gift?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, all right. That's done. So do it. Well, I'm glad to have had Jeffrey. Jeffrey, I'm so glad to have met you.
It's a pleasure to meet you as well. I do have to say one thing. Unfortunately, you have so many friends on Facebook that I can't request you.
Oh.
You're up to your 5,000 friend limit, so what are we going to do?
Well, guess what, honey? It is my point to separate the wheat from the chaff in the next couple of days.
Okay.
There will be room
for you.
Okay, I'll check back in.
And there's also a Hennessy Hybrid Jazz page too, which is the second page. It's crazy. So yeah, I'll find you, Jeffrey.
Okay. Thank you.
And Anita, some way, somehow, I'm going to find my way to you on Sunday. And if not, then there will be a large chunk of change waiting with your name on it as your little birthday present for Sunday.
Holy smokes. Shaken but not stirred. Thank you very much.
That's right, baby. That's what it's all about. Yes, we're going to have the pictures taken. I know you had your special pictures taken where you could not recognize yourself from this morning for your forthcoming CD. And by the way, you want to give us a time frame for that?
Oh, gosh, I'd like to know myself. But I will be spilling out more information about it as it's being birthed. But I am happy to say the ball is rolling.
Wonderful. Well, I want pictures
Thanks
of you and I taken.
Thank you for all the birthday wishes. Thank you for having us here today, Trish. Really
oh, my God. Oh, it's been a pleasure. And I was going to do this. You know, I always make sure that I set the show for a little bit over time. I wanted people to understand the significance of Anita King. Now, we played Anita O'Day right before the top of the hour, or just at the top of the hour. And then we played Anita's version of Skylark. And we were talking about this a little bit, loyalty. I'm going to end the show with Carmen McRae, because there's something about Carmen McRae that also I hear in you, Anita.
Yeah, you told me that.
Yeah.
You expressed
what,
that.
Besides her enormous talent, there is also something about her that was loyal. She formed a friendship with Billie Holiday early on, and there was a strong bond. Do you know Carmen McRae would never go through a performance without an acknowledgement of Billie Holiday somehow, some way?
Wow.
In her,
no, I did not know.
45, 50 years in a career, there was never a time she didn't pay some sort of tribute to Billie Holiday. And that's the kind of loyalty that we need, again, as women and as people who need to champion for a cause. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you for being
Absolutely.
Here, Jeffrey. Thank you for being here, Anita.
Thank you, Trish.
All right. God bless you both. And Anita, you know I'll be talking to you. So.
That's right.
Yeah. So thank you to everybody in the chat room, too. We're going to lead the way out with Carmen McRae. You took advantage of me on Hybrid Jazz.
Whoa, watch yourself. Watch yourself. Hi, everybody.
This is Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. God bless you. You can say goodbye. Say goodbye, Anita.
Goodbye, everybody. I'll see you on Sunday.
Yes, for the musicianship. Yes. One more time, the email address for musicianship.
The web address is www.themusicianship.org.
Very cool. Yay. There will be a lot forthcoming. And anytime you have a benefit, you come right here. It's actually been really fun to have both of you on.
Thank you. I love Jeffrey.
Yes. Well, now I love Jeffrey, too.
A very intelligent young man. He's
awesome.
A mover and a shaker.
Yeah,
oh,
we like that. We like that. We need more of that because, you know what, we're going to need that in 2012 with every fiber of our being. So we're going to take advantage of some things, and so is Carmen McRae. Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
I'm a sentimental sap, that's all. What's the use of trying not to fall? I have no will, you made you kill, 'cause you took advantage of me. I'm just like an apple on a bough, and you're going to shake me down somehow. But what's the use, you cooked my goose, 'cause you took advantage of me. I'm so hot and bothered that I don't know my elbow from my ear. I suffer something awful each time you go. It's much worse when you're near. Here am I with all my bridges burned, just a babe in arms where you're concerned. So lock the doors and call me yours, 'cause you took advantage of me. Tell me, what's the use? You cooked my goose, 'cause you took advantage of me. Say, I'm so hot and bothered that I don't know my elbow from my ear. I suffer something awful each time you go. It's much worse when you're near. Here am I with all my bridges burned, just a babe in arms where you're concerned. So lock the door and call me yours. You took advantage of poor little me.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you so much for tuning into Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. That was Carmen McRae. You took advantage of me. Oh, the stories I could tell. Thank you so much to Anita King for stopping by and spending so much time. Don't forget, this benefit's going to be huge at the Carlisle Club in Alexandria, Virginia on Sunday for the benefit of the musicianship. A lot of really wonderful people, notably the late Diane Granger, made it a point to make this her mission for the short time she was here with us on Earth. Wonderful girl, wonderful cause. And what has happened with the cause, it is just taken some proportions that I think a lot of people didn't expect in such a pleasant way. So God bless everybody involved. Thank you so much to Jeffrey Tribble for his input on behalf of the musicianship. I don't know what to tell you, honestly, about what's happening on Tuesday and Thursday. I'm a little excited because there's possibilities, but it's not etched in stone. You're just going to have to wait. It'll be on Blog Talk Radio. Join me again on Tuesday between 2 and 4. Hybrid Jazz, a little of this, a little of that for the first hour, and then an interview from 3 to 4 Eastern U.S. time. In the background, let's plug my buddy, Daoud Saeed. That's our opening theme. We're going to make sure that we have an opening theme and a closing theme, and we'll probably be on Skype in the next several days, so things will take another positive flavor. Yay! Have a great upcoming weekend. Do something wonderful for somebody. Make somebody feel good. And make sure, if you possibly can, even take a day trip to Alexandria, Virginia, to see Anita King and a superior band do their thing collectively for the musicianship. Thank you again. God bless.